giving all honor and praise to God, I count it a privilege to come before his people today with a word from the Lord. And his word for today is, he wants us to know the importance of trusting him. So I'm going to be talking to you today about the importance of trusting God. Coming out of Psalm, the 20th chapter, and the 6th to the 7th verse, David says, "Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." As I was studying, my mind, of course, was going in my direction. The Lord let me explore my thoughts. Then he led me to what he wanted me to say. There's been a lot of us who believe that God is real and that he loves us so much he gave his only begotten son for us, Jesus, who paid the price for our sins and redeemed us back to the Father. And now we are saved because we believe that God raised him from the dead, and through him we have eternal life. We give God praise, and we worship him for that. Our problem is that our trust in God and the God we serve is not what it should be. We say we trust him, but do we really? The scripture says some trust in chariots and some in horses. In today's terms, we would say in tanks and missiles. We know that chariots and horses meant they were ready battle. But as we have seen lately, that's not the case. Depending on who's in charge of the button, we have no guarantee of safety. But those who trust in God and know he's in control don't have to worry about who's dealing with pressing the button. So what does trusting God mean? Even in spite of those things that go wrong in our world, trusting God means you continue to turn to him and away from the naysayers. You keep praying, even when those prayers seem to have absolutely no effect. You keep saying, like Job, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Verse 4 says, "Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord himself, is the rock eternal." So how do we trust God? We learn to trust God. Think of a friend. A friend you trust. Someone that you would let watch your children or share a deep personal secret with. Why do you trust them? You develop a relationship with them. You learn about them through your interacting with them. That exact same way you learn to trust God. Get to know God personally. Develop a close relationship with the Father. Remember when God has been faithful. Think about how faithful our God was to you, even if you didn't realize it at the time. And 3, read about how God feels about you in his word. You can start with John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Or Romans 5:8. "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Isaiah 12:2 says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation." What would happen if we trust God? Well, when we trust God, he gives us courage to keep going. Sometimes things happen in our lives and we want to give up, throw in the towel, get out of the race. Whether we've had heart surgery or not, life goes on. We all go to work and we wash dishes and we fold the laundry and we clean our house. And without hope, it would be easy to slide into depression and just shut down. But if we will trust in the Lord with all our heart and do not lean to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And then also, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord and trust in him, and he will act. Psalm 37, 4, and 6, 5. How important is it that we trust God? David says it best in the first part of this psalm. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. Who are his anointed? 1 Corinthians 1:21 says, now he who establishes us with you in Christ and anointed us for is God. 1 John 2:20 says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know. Since we are his anointed through Christ Jesus, we have victory. Victory over anything that would happen. Victory over anything that could happen. Victory over anything that would try to conquer us. It doesn't matter what. We have the victory. He also said, he answers him for his heavenly sanctuary, from his heavenly sanctuary, with the victorious power of his right hand. God is on his throne. He sits high and looks low. He still cares for his children down here. Listen, God has not forgotten you. Doesn't matter what it seems that you're coming up against, God knows and he cares. During this time in the lives of people, so many people walk around hopelessly depressed, oppressed and regressed by the world in total chaos. We must realize now more than ever that we are in the world, but not of it. We know that we are pilgrims traveling through the world of sorrow, but we don't have to align ourselves with the lies of the enemy. But we must arm ourselves with the truth of God. We must put on the whole armor of God. God is our general. He told us how to wear our armor. He tells us in Ephesians 6, chapter 10 through 12, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. I know it's scary thinking that I'm in a battle with spiritual beings that are powerful, and here I am in this human body. But when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. That's Psalm 56 and 3. Besides, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. He continues on in Ephesians, the 14th verse. He says, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and keep on praying for all God's people. Jeremiah says it very well in 17 and 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. And for anyone that tries to trap you, Proverbs 29:25 says, "The fear of a man lays a snare. The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe." Psalm 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to him." I can only thank him for allowing me to be in a position where I can trust him. I thank him that he's my friend, that he made Jesus my brother, that he calls us friend. And when we think about that, we know that we can trust him with our whole hearts, with our whole mind, and with our whole soul. He has everything in control. When Jesus died on the cross for us some 2,000 years ago, he won the victory over death, over sin. And so therefore, I can put my trust in him. The Holy Spirit raised him from the dead. And the Spirit of God dwells in each and every one of us. And as the Spirit of God dwells in us, he lets us know that we have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. If God is for us, who can be against us? Nothing and no one. What can they do to this body? Sickness takes over. Give God praise. Thank him for it, because we don't know how he's going to work through the sickness. We know that whatever Satan means for evil, God can turn it for our good, and we will get the glory. So, trust in God is very important. It's important in our lives. It's important how we approach the day. It's important how we approach the problems that come up. It's important for each and every one of us as children of God to know that we have to trust someone. We can't trust man, but we can trust God. God will not fail us. God will not allow us to be, he said that I'll keep your feet from, I'll keep you from falling when you stumble. Because he said, I will uphold you with my strong right hand. So we know that even though it seems like we've fallen, we haven't, because God won't let us hit bottom. He won't let us hit where we injure ourselves. He keeps our soul. You know, I'm going to share this with you. God is my rock and my salvation. That's one of my favorite scriptures. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? When I discovered that I had cancer, I said, Lord, I don't know who this is for, but whoever this is for, may you get the glory. And he brought me through. I realized after my first stroke that all sickness is not unto death. I went into the hospital with a stroke, and people were coming to pray for me, and I was praying for them. God had had a reason for me being there, and it was for the girl that came into my room that was my roommate, and so that I could tell her about the goodness of God and show her God's miracles and wonders. So anything that happens in your life, it's not for you. It's so that God can get the glory. When Lazarus died, He didn't die just to die. He died so that God could get the glory. Jesus told him, he's only asleep, but this is happening so that God will be glorified. When he hung on the cross for us, he did so so that God would be glorified and we would be redeemed. He shed his blood. That was the cost of our redemption, of our sinfulness. He sacrificed his life, and God allowed it because he loves us that much. So when I say I can trust in God, I don't know about you, but I can trust in God. Wherever I may be, on the land or on the stormy sea, though come what may, from day to day, my Heavenly Father watches over me. He watches over me and he watches over you. His eye is on the sparrow, so I know he watches me. I just wanted to encourage each and every one of you to trust in God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind and strength. Trust in him. He will not fail. There may be someone that doesn't know Jesus gave his life to save them. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, it says, if you make Jesus your Lord, believe that he's the Son of God and he raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. You don't have to roll around on the carpet. You don't have to run to the church. You just give yourself to the Lord. My little five-year-old grandson called me up and said, Grandma, I got Jesus in my heart. He had given his life to the Lord. And when you do that, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And guess what? There are no erasers in that book. So, if you pray with me today, as we go before the Lord, Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for letting us know we can trust you. I thank you, Father God, for not letting us fall. I thank you, Father God, that you etched our names in the palm of your hand, and you said no one could take us from the palm of your hand. And Father God, I thank you that we know we can depend on you. We can trust you. You're not a man that you should lie. Father God, I just thank you for this word. I thank you for the encouragement you give to each of us. Each and every day, you give us new mercies. Every day, every morning, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your love. Thank you for those who realize that they need Jesus in their life. Because Jesus said the only way we could get to you, Father, is through him. And so, Father God, we thank you that you've allowed your Son to die for us. And he's covered our sins with the blood of the Lamb. Father God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you continue to bless and keep us as we go through this day. Father God, as we get ready to close out our service, we pray, Lord, that we won't leave your presence and that you will not leave ours. We thank you, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.